You're with SBS Radio.
10 days ago, we brought you the story of an Indian-Australian family who was taken off the Diamond Princess cruise ship and taken to Japanese hospital to recuperate from coronavirus. The family has finally returned back to their home in Melbourne. We are joined by Suzanne, who is going to tell us, how does it feel to be back, Suzanne?
Very, very relieved. We're so happy. It's just an amazing feeling being back at home, in our own home. Really, really relieved.
Your daughter Bianca was, diagnosed with coronavirus, you and your husband Dylan were also diagnosed positive for coronavirus. Do you both feel well, better? Do you feel back to normal?
Yeah, look, both Bianca and me recovered quite quickly. I still had a bit of shortness of breath, but we recovered quite quickly. But my husband Dylan, he was very, very sick. They were going to put him in ICU as well, because they were really concerned that his oxygen levels were not coming back up, and his fever was really high. Normally he's a very, very strong person. Like, he's never been to hospital, his immune system's pretty good, but this virus really knocked him about. So the pneumonia got to him, and he was quite sick, and they said to us that if his oxygen levels don't improve in overnight, they would put him into ICU. Then they put him on this HIV drug, and they said it worked on some people in China, so they were going to trial that. Mm-hmm. And that helped him a little bit, so he was able to, they were able to get the temperature down and the oxygen levels slowly started to come back up. So lucky he didn't move to the ICU, and pretty much his recovery time was a lot longer. And he developed a really, really bad cough, and his shortness of breath was really bad in compared to us. He actually got it really bad.
But thankfully, everything is better now.
Yes. We got the all clear. Everything happened very quickly the day we were discharged, which was Wednesday. We pretty much got the all clear from Canberra and from the consulate in Tokyo, the Australian consulate. And the Japanese authorities followed all the procedures that were sent by Australian quarantine laws. So everything happened within 2 or 3 hours, and pretty much we just grabbed the first flight out and we just got out of there. So, yeah, it was very, very frightening experience.
Now that you're back home, tell us, what did you miss the most?
I actually love to clean, so it's my cleaning. So I wanted to get home and just start putting the house back in order, and just cooking, just the normal day-to-day activities that we haven't done for 22 days. And it might feel boring normally to everyone, but just doing the basic things, just getting some fresh air into our lungs. We were enclosed for 22 days with no fresh air, and so just actually having, to be able to just do normal things, oh my God, it's just an amazing feeling.
Now that your kids are also back, how are they setting into the routine?
Look, my son is so happy, so excited. When the plane touched down yesterday morning, he was like, oh my God, I just want to kiss the ground. I'm just so happy to be back home. He was the poor boy, only 14, and he was isolated from us as well for such a long time. And the poor kid, we couldn't even be next to him. So I don't know how he managed to stay so strong and get through those days. But every day he was like, when are we going back? When are we going back? And we could talk to him from the door. His door was closed. Mm. I felt terrible for him. At least with Bianca and Dylan and me, we could at least see each other with our masks on. We could pray together. We couldn't eat together. But at least we could see each other. But with him, we couldn't even open his door or anything. So it was very hard for him, but I don't know how he managed it. And he was very happy yesterday and got on to his friends. And Bianca was very happy and, got on to her friends too. And so he was so relieved.
Lots and lots of SBS Hindi listeners were following up, how the family is coping, how are you guys doing? Lots of goodwill messages were received. What message would you like to give these families?
Look, I just want to thank everyone. I can't even express what gratitude we have in our hearts for everyone. Everyone across the globe, we had family, friends, their friends, work, my whole work, I work for Toyota, all of them, absolutely amazing support from everyone, all the messages we got, even from people we didn't know. You know, I think having all of that, it really kept us going. If we didn't have that, I don't know what we would have, what state we would have been in. But just every day we were down, and every day we got such beautiful messages, and it just gave us, you know, more hope. And I just want to thank everyone from the bottom of our hearts. That without all of your prayers and thoughts and messages, I don't think we could have made it through this, you know. So I'm really thankful to each and every person out there.
Well, happy to have you, all of you, back and healthy. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.